ಸದಾನಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರ ದಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರ ದಾರಿ ಜಯ ಯಶೋಧನಂದನ ಜಯ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಯ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಯ ಯಶೋಧ ನಂದನ ಜಯ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಯ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಯ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರ ದಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರ ದಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರ ದಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರ ದಾರಿ ಜಯ ಯಶೋಧನಂದನ ಜಯ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಯ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಯ ಯಶೋಧ ನಂದನ ಜಯ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಯ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಯ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀಯದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾ ಶಿವಾಸಧಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ಬೃಂದ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀಯದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾ ಶಿವಾಸಧಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ಬೃಂದ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀಯದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾ ಶಿವಾಸಧಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ಬೃಂದ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀಯದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾ ಶಿವಾಸಧಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ಬೃಂದ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai Govinda, Ya Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Radha Jai Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Radha Govinda Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Gaurani 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 Jai Gaurani Jai Gaurani Jai Jai Gaurani Jai Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jai Baladevo Jai Subhadra Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jai Baladevo Jai Subhadra Jaya Jagannath Swami Jaya Jagannath Jai Baladevo Jai Subhadra Jai Jagannath Swami Jai Jagannath Jai Baladevo Jai Subhadra Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Jagannath Swami Patagami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Jaya Radha Vallabha Radha Vallabha Shri Radhe Jaya Radha Vallabha Jaya Radha Vallabha Radha Vallabha Shri Radhe Jaya Radha Vallabha Radha Vallabha Shri Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Shri Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Shirade Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha Lakshmi Narasimha Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha Lakshmi Narasimha Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha Jaya Prahlad Narasimha Jaya Prahlad Narasimha Jaya Prahlad Narasimha Jaya Prahlad Narasimha Prahlad Narasimha Jaya हरे जय प्रहलाद महाराज प्रहलाद महाराज प्रहलाद महाराज जय प्रहलाद महाराज प्रहलाद महाराज प्रहलाद महाराज प्रहलाद महाराज जय प्रहलाद महाराज जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पद प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय गुरुदेवा जय गुरुदेवा जय गुरुदेवा जय गुरुदेवा जय गुरुदेवा जय गुरुदेवा शील प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय 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 ओम नमो भगवते सुदेवाय ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगता मह्यं दधाति स्वापतान्तिकं जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासति गौरभक्त बृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् शृण्वतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनौ हृदयं तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी हरे कृष्ण रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 6, Chapter 19, The Pumsuvana Ritualistic Ceremony, Text Number 14. Yatha Yuvam Trilokasya Varadau Parameshtinau Tatha Ma उत्तम श्लोक संतु सत्या महाशिषः यता यूवं त्रिलोकस्य यता यूवं त्रिलोकस्य वरदौ परमेष्टिनौ वरदौ परमेष्टिनौ तथा मा उत्तम श्लोका तथा मा उत्तम श्लोका संतु सत्या महाशिषः संतु सत्या महाशिषः यतायुवं त्रिलोकस्य वरदौ परमेष्टिनौ तथा मा उत्तमः श्लोका संतु सत्या महाशिषः यतायुवं त्रिलोकस्य वरदौ परमेष्टिनौ तथा मा उत्तमः श्लोका संतु सत्या महाशिषः यतायुवं त्रिलोकस्य वरदौ परमेष्टिनौ तथा मा उत्तमः श्लोका सान्तु सत्या महाशिषः यतायुवं त्रिलोकस्य वरदौ परमेष्टिनौ तथा मा उत्तमः श्लोका सन्तु सत्या महाशिषः यतायुवं त्रिलोकस्य वरदौ परमेष्टिनौ तथा मा उत्तमः श्लोका सन्तु सत्या महाशिषः यतालोकस्य वरदौ परमेष्टिनौ तथा मा उत्तमः श्लोका सन्तु सत्या महाशिषः यतायुवं त्रिलोकस्य वरदौ परमेष्टिनौ तथा मा उत्तमः श्लोका सन्तु सत्या महाशिषः यता सिन्स् युवां बोथ् आफ् यू त्रिलोकस्य आफ् द त्री वर्ल्ड्स् वरदौ गिवर्स् आफ् बेनिडिक्षन्स् परमेष्टिनौ द सुप्रीम् रूलर्स् तथा therefore may my uttama shloka o lord who are praised with excellent verses santu may become satya fulfilled maha ashishaha great ambitions translation by Srila Prabhupada ki you are both the supreme rulers and benedictors of the three worlds. Therefore, my Lord, Uttama Sloka, may my ambitions be fulfilled by your grace. So there is no purport on this verse. So we read a couple of verses. Text number 15. Iti abhyastuya varadham srinivasam sriyasaha தன்னிஹசரியோபஹரணம் தத்தாத் அச்சமனம் அர்ச்சயேத். Translation: Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, "Thus one should worship Lord Vishnu, who is known as Srinivas, along with Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, by offering prayers according to the process mentioned above. After removing all the paraphernalia of worship, one should offer them water to wash their hands and mouths, and then one should worship them again." Text number 16. ததா சுவிதா ஸ்தோத்ரேன பக்தி ப்ரஹ்வேன சேதசா யக்யோசிஷ்டம் அவக்ரஹ்ய புனர் அப்யார்ச்சயேத் ஹரிம். Thereafter, with devotion and humility, one should offer prayers to the Lord and Mother Lakshmi. Then one should smell the remnants of the food offered, and then again worship the Lord and Lakshmi ji. Text number 17. பதிம் ச பரயா பக்த்யா மகாபுருஷ சேதசா பிரியைஸ்தைர் தைர் உபநமேத் பிரேமசீலா ஸ்வயம்பதி பிப்ரியாத் சர்வ கர்மாணி பத்னியா உச்சாவசானி ச. Translation: Accepting her husband as the representative of the Supreme Person, a wife should worship him with unalloyed devotion by offering him prasad. The husband, being very pleased with his wife, should engage himself in the affairs of his family. Purport by Srila Prabhupada: The family relationship of husband and wife should be established spiritually according to the process mentioned above. I'll just read one. This is the only two-line purport. I'll read one more sloka. கிருதம் ஏகாதரணேபி தம்பத்யோர் உபயோரபி பத்னியாம் குர்யாத் அனஹர்யம் பதிர் ஏதத் சமாஹிதஹ. Translation: Between the husband and wife, one person is sufficient to execute this devotional service. Because of their good relationship, both of them will enjoy the result. Therefore, if wife is unable to execute this process, the husband should carefully do so, and the faithful wife will share the result. Purport by Srila Prabhupada: The relationship between husband and wife is firmly established when the wife is faithful and the husband is sincere. Then even if the wife, being weaker, is unable to execute devotional service with her husband, if she is chaste and sincere, she shares half of her husband's activities. So we continue to read about the position of Mother Lakshmi, and position of Mother Lakshmi, and Lakshmi Devi is non different from Lord Vishnu, like from yesterday's verse. Some sampradaya consider Lakshmi Devi, she is the supreme servitor. She is a supreme servitor. So they consider, she is a supreme servitor, she is, some way they consider she is a topmost jiva. Some sampradaya consider like that. But according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's understanding, philosophy, and the Acharya's thing, then there is no difference between Lakshmi Devi and Lord Vishnu. They are one and the same. One and the same. Because of the, this is expansion. Lord Krishna, as we discussed, first there is Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna's first expansion is Balaram, and there is also side expansion of Srimati Radharani. And from Srimati Radharani, all the Lakshmi Tattvas, all the Lakshmis, they are all coming from Srimati Radharani. So there is no difference. So that's the understanding. And also we understood like Lakshmi Devi is called Jagan Mata. Jagan Mata means she is the mother of the universe, actually. She is the mother of the universe. Srimati Radharani is also called Jagan Mata. She is the mother of the universe. She mothers are naturally very, very merciful. As we discussed, when we worship the Lord, we don't worship the Lord directly, worship the Lord. We worship the Lord through Lakshmi Narayan, Sita, Ram, Radha, Krishna. Like that we worship. We don't directly go to Krishna. We may or may not be qualified enough to directly approach Krishna. So if we approach through Lakshmi Devi or Srimati Radharani or Sita Rani, so then we have every opportunity that we will be accepted by Lord Krishna.
So this is a, but again, we don't go to Srimati Radharani directly also. We through the Guru, Acharyas, like that we go. So Srila Prabhupada, in this verse, he translates, "You are both the supreme rulers and benedictors of the three worlds. Therefore, my Lord, Uttama Sloka, may my ambitions be fulfilled by your grace." Supreme Lord, he is the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in the 5th chapter, Bhoktaram Egya Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Suhritam Sarva Bhutanam Nyatvamam Santim Richati. So Krishna, this is Srila Prabhupada spoke on this 3-point peace formula. Srila Prabhupada was so bold. He said, if you want to achieve peace, you have to understand these three things. Bhoktaram Egya Tapasam. So he is the benefactor of all the living entities. Bhoktaram Egya Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. He is the proprietor of all the planetary system. We have to understand that. Suhrutam Sarva Bhutanam. He is the well-wishing friend of all the living entities. When we understand this, then only there can be peace. Otherwise, there is no peace. Cannot be peace. Just you want to achieve peace, you may have so many missions may be there, so many nations will be there, so many arrangements will be there. But if you don't understand the basic, Krishna is the bhokta, Krishna is the benefactor, he is the proprietor of all the planetary system, he is the friend of all the living entities. If you don't understand that, then it is very, very hard to have peace. And here he is addressed as Uttama Sloka. Uttama Sloka means, what is Uttama Sloka? One who is praised by the excellent verses. Excellent verses. Uttama Sloka. Uttama Sloka Vartate. So this is like a Srimad Bhagavatam is a Uttama Sloka. All this talking about Lord. So this is a choicest poetry. This is not a modern poetry. No? Somebody puts let something here and no. It's a very, very, each and every word, each and every sentence, each and every syllable makes so much meaning actually. Uttama Sloka. And also it is mentioned here, he is the benedictor. Lord is the best of the benedictor. Varada, there is a Lord Varada Raja, because there is in Kanchipuram in South India, there is a very wonderful temple of Varada Raja, Lord Varada Raja Perumal. It's a wonderful temple. You would have seen that last year, 2019, there was Atti Varadar, because there is a one deity which is taken out every 40 years out of the Ananta Saras, so that this is that same temple. This is Varadaraj. It's a very smiling deity, and he's always giving blessings, always benedictions, benediction. But interestingly, the intelligent person, what he will ask? He won't ask Dhanam Dehi, Danyam Dehi, Putram Dehi, this Dehi, that Dehi. What is the use of all that? Just ask eternal devotional service unto him. That is the best thing to ask. If he can ask that, then the asking makes sense actually. Otherwise, go to the king and ask for some piece of something. No. You go to the king, ask for half of the kingdom. That is meaningful. So when you go to the Lord, that's why, like when Dhruva Maharaj, when he saw Lord Vishnu, he was, we were discussing about that prayer. He was saying, you are the best of the benedictor. I was doing all these big tapasya, big austerities, tana, bilashi. I was doing all these things, but you are a benedictor, but having seen you, having got your darshan, I don't want anything. This is the mood. The mood is, when a devotee has a darshan of the Lord, then he completely forgets whatever his original proposition. My original proposition is, I wanted to get a kingdom bigger than my father's or grandfather's kingdom. But when having darshan, he said, I was picking for broken pieces of glass, but I got the jewel of your association, I do not want anything. So this is as we progress in devotional service, yes, there may have some desires may be there in the beginning stage, but as we make progress, then at some point in time, no, Lord, I was looking for broken pieces of glass. I don't want anything. Your association, that itself is sufficient. This is what level we have to come to. That's what Rupa Goswami says, Anya Bilashita Sunyam Jnana Karmati Anavritam Anukulena Krishna Anusilanam Uttama Bhakti Uttama. That is Uttama Bhakti. Uttama Bhakti means this is what the level should be. We all have to aim for that. Not that we are not at that level. I mean, at least I am not at that level. So, but at least we have to know what is the ideal. What is the ideal situation? Ideal situation is, yes, don't want anything, expect, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, na dhanam, na sundarim, na kavitam, va jagati sakamayi, mama janmani, janmani, bhavatad bahi, haituki bhakti. See, it's what? Haituki bhakti. Costless bhakti. That is what we have to ask for. This is a tall order. It's not easy, but that is what we have to aim, actually. If you aim that, at least, you know, like Srila Prabhupada used to say, at least you aim for a white rhinoceros. What are you, why you are aiming for some chota mata, small thing? Wait for a white rhinoceros. Hunt for it. You may not get it, but at least you aim for something. No? But here, devotional service is so potent. By performing devotional service, we see here, Diti had a very revengeful attitude. Correct? Very revengeful attitude. But performing this Pumsovana ceremony or this ritualistic ceremony, slowly and steadily her consciousness also, this is completely rectified. This is the beauty of a Vedic system. Vedic system gives everything like a package. Even before the child is born, something is given. Garbhadana. And the child is born. Then after that, so many ceremonies are there. We have a Namakaran, this one, Chudaharan, and there is a Mundan ceremony, and then Acharabhyasa, Annaprasana. So many ceremonies are there. What is the meaning of the ceremony? Not that ceremony is not just a ritual, actually. It's not just, something, Pujari comes, does something, and then goes away. No, each and every ceremony, Lord Vishnu is worshipped. And Vishnu Prasad is given, or blessings are given to the child. So, this way, all the from the beginning to the end. Even if somebody passes away, again there is also another ceremony, Antyeshti. So while sending back, so bringing the child with all the proper procedures and everything, and sending back also, when the soul leaves the body, send the soul properly. So this way, from beginning, from end, everything is looked after. So this is the beauty of our samskaras. These samskaras are very much needed. That is why we find if people are coming from the samskara, at least you can make some difference. Oh, people are aware of all these things. That's why we have to be thankful to our acharyas, thankful to our parents, thankful to our forefathers who have given these samskaras, actually. These samskaras help us. So, Srila Prabhupada says in the next translation, Sukadeva Goswami continued, thus one should worship Lord Vishnu, who is known as Srinivas. Srinivas, this word especially very, very famous, everywhere famous, but the Srinivas especially refers to Balaji, Tirupati Balaji, Srinivas, Srinivas. Srinivas means abode of goddess of fortune, Srinivas. Nivas means the living place. Sri Lakshmi Devi. So Lakshmi Devi's living place is Srinivas. So he's saying, Srinivas, along with Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, by offering prayers according to the process mentioned above. So this is like a ceremony, even though it is a ritualistic ceremony, but there is a bhakti element is there. It's not just like some ceremony, some puja and there is a ceremony and there is also bhakti. So Lord Krishna is called Yajneshwara, Yajna. And then the ceremony or the devotional activities are called, this is Yajna, and then Yajna Purusha is there, and then Mother Lakshmi is there. So the rituals are there, and also the bhakti process is also there. That is represented by Lakshmi Devi. So here, after removing all the paraphernalia of worship, one should offer them water to wash their hands and mouths, and then one should worship them again. So this is the like a deity worship, no? Like how the deity worship is done. So now the bhoga has been offered to the Lord, and then Prabhu is cleaning, wiping, and then now the aarti, everything. See, whatever we are doing, by Srila Prabhupada has set up very nicely, is systematically, is whatever is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. See, we offer everything, now that cleaned, everything is cleansed, and then the bhoga, prasadam has gone, so now there will be aarti will be there. So worship will be there. And finally, after maybe after half an hour or something, then we will partake the prasadam. So this is the system. Srila Prabhupada instituted this system in such a way, by following the morning program, you get all the benediction, all the blessings, actually, starting from Mangala Arati, and then Guru Puja, Guru Worship, and also every different paraphernalia, Shodacha Upachara, the different Upachara. Upachara means, you know, like we offer, here we have about four or five items we offer. Some temples we have offer so many things, you know, like some will be small, some will be big, some big. Sometimes like some of the givings, nothing will be big thing. Like carrying that only will be somebody has to two hands only they have to carry. Such big things are there. Different upajar. Because this is all like for the worship of the Lord. What can we see? There is nothing like it's not like we can't say, oh, this is too much for the Lord. No, we can. Even you do everything in the world also, that is not sufficient for the Lord. Because Lord is so great and we are so insignificant actually. And out of His mercy, Lord is accepting this service. Actually. This is the thing. Out of Lord's mercy. Lord is not obligated to anyone. We have to remember very, very clearly. Lord is not obligated to any one of us. But out of His kindness, out of His unlimited mercy, He becomes obligated. Yes, I am hungry. Please feed me. I am doing this. Krishna makes Himself so accessible to everyone so that at least we get some attraction towards them so that we can make our life perfect. So here, this process is mentioned. And also thereafter, with devotion and humility, one should offer prayers to the Lord and Mother Lakshmi. Then one should smell the remnants of the food offered and then again worship the Lord and Lakshmi ji. So this is another way we can, even many of the things we can, whatever offered to the Lord, we can smell it and we can, even the food also. Sometimes, like a Lord is called, Lord by just seeing only He eats. Our devotee is also expert. By smell only he can say, oh, the puri has come. But at least we should not meditate on that. We should meditate on after the bhoga is offered to the Lord. Then that's good actually. Because sometimes when we walk past this kitchen corridor, then you will see, oh, the halwa is being made. Because by roasting the semolina only, the devotees will know halwa is being prepared. So, but again, halwa is prepared for the pleasure of the Lord. So that is why it's very, very important for us. All the time we have to remember this is all happening for the Lord. Our thing should not be the center. Oh, the halwa is there. When is the halwa going to be ready? Now I'm going to finish this up. Then the whole whole mood is spoiled. Actually. That's why in Jagannath Puri, what they do is the pujaris, they will eat up to the neck. Up to the neck they will eat and then only go for cooking. Actually. Why? Because when you are hungry and you go and cook, what will happen? You will be just thinking, oh, when is this? 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Still, our meditation will not be on the Lord, actually. Our meditation will be on when is this offering going to finish? When is it going to come out? Oh, it is. Pujari is taking late. No, nothing like that. Because we will be thinking, meditating on that. Instead, when we go for offering or cooking something, at least we should be satisfied. No? Then we won't lustily look at that bhoga. Correct? It's very important. That's why it's not that nobody should come into the kitchen. It's not restriction like that. But sometimes, oh Prabhu, are you making this? And finished actually. Because maybe offering made to the Lord, not for you. Prasadam will come to you later, but offering is for the Lord. So before somebody comes, oh, I like Murukku very much. So then we're finished. Offering is finished there only. Because that is why people are not unnecessarily. You have a service there, you better come there. Otherwise, it's austerity actually. It's austerity. Because cooking something, and sometimes people will be fasting, nirjal fasting, and then cooking there. It's very difficult actually. You have not eaten anything and then you are cooking something and then it's very tasty also, but then very difficult. So that's why we have to be careful. That's when the mood has to be there. The mood is, yes, we are cooking for the Lord. Lord is the enjoyer. Lord is the first enjoyer. He is the proprietor. He is the enjoyer. So then, if that mood is set up, then it is okay. Otherwise, it will have some disturbances. So, thereafter, with the devotion and humility, one should offer prayers to the Lord and Mother Lakshmi. Then one should smell the remnants of the food offered and then again worship the Lord and Lakshmi ji. Accepting her husband as a representative of the Supreme Person, a wife should worship him with unalloyed devotion by offering him prasad. The husband, being very pleased with his wife, should engage himself in the affairs of his family. So, this is another aspect of the devotional service is like accepting her husband as the representative supreme person. So this is, having said that, the husband also should behave himself as a representative. It's not that, Vedic system is very, very balanced actually, very practical also. He says condition is not put only on one person. Condition is put, yes, if you wife is accepting husband as the representative of the Lord, the husband also behave like a representative of the Lord. Huh? It's like a checks and balances are there in the Vedic system. Like, it's not like husband is completely independent. No, husband depends on the guru, guru depends on his guru, and his guru depends on Krishna. Ultimately, everybody depends on Krishna. So, if the mood of exploitation comes, then that everything will get spoiled. That is why it's very, very important that, yes, if I'm, like for us also, we are going out, we are representing Guru, we are representing Srila Prabhupada, so our activity should be befitting that position actually. If we do something good, then say, ah, yeah, Hare Krishnas are good. But if we do something wrong, they will blame the whole Hare Krishna. Oh, all the Hare Krishnas are like this only. Maybe only one Hare Krishna might have done something, but what they will do? All the Hare Krishnas will be washed out. Like, all the Hare Krishna is like that. So we have to be very, very careful when we go, especially. Not, we don't have to put a drama or something, but we have to be as a real self. No? We have to respect people, respect others. And because we are going as a representative of the Lord. When we meet somebody, we are meeting them, and there is a very good opportunity that that person can go back home, back to God. We have to approach a person like that, actually. Not, what is the use of talking to this person? This is all waste of time. If you go like that, then nothing will happen. But you have to go, yes, there is a potential candidate. So if we can, we have got the mercy of the Lord. Now we can try to give the mercy of the Lord. Not my mercy, by the mercy of the Lord. So that way when we approach the person, then very, very, very possible. Very practical also we can. It's like, especially Mataji, if you'll know, when you go for book distribution, it's not easy. Not everybody, oh, where is the book? Where is the Japamala? Where will I do? No, not everybody will go to ask like that. But if you approach that way, pray to Krishna, Krishna, I want to become an instrument in your hands. I want to become an instrument in your hands. I just want to give your message to them. So then Krishna makes the arrangement. Krishna makes the arrangement. We are not making the arrangement. Krishna sees the sincerity of the devotee and he sends people. He enthuses people. Okay, now you go and take the book. Krishna only inspires actually. It's not, that's why Srila Prabhupada says, you depend on Krishna. Krishna will make the arrangement. We have the sincerity. Only thing is we can have a desire. A desire that, Krishna, I want to please you. I want to give this message to the, so that the person also realizes you. Then Krishna will make all the arrangement. Everything will fall in place actually, automatically. So here, Srila Prabhupada says, the family relationship of husband and wife should be established spiritually according to the process mentioned above. So this is very important. Very important is how great wives are there. In the Shastra, we find many great wives have been mentioned. Anyone remember any great wives from the Shastra? Anyone from Srimad Bhagavatam or Mahabharata? Draupadi is a great wife. She was so chaste. It's interesting. Because of that, and she had so much power, chastity. And Duryodhana ill-treated her. Because of that, whole dynasty got wiped out. And also, Sita Devi. So she is also a very, very chaste lady, and then this Ravana kidnapped. Everybody told, Vibhishana told, even Mandodari told. Mandodari also is another great devotee. Don't think that Mandodari is a wife of Ravan, so that means she is also a Rakshasi. She is also a great devotee. Mandodari is also, she is considered one of the Pativratas actually. She is considered one of the Pativratas. So she is also told, no. It is going to ruin the whole dynasty. That's what happened. Akalya, Sita, Draupadi, Tara, Mandodari, Tata, Panchakanya. This is found sloka there. This they can remember them. These are all the great people. By just remembering them only, we can get benediction. Even Gandhari, chastity. She is a great devotee. Even though, she great devotee, but she was the wrong side. What can you do? Because she came to know that I'm going to marry Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra is blind. Immediately, she also tied her eyes. Actually, no, if my husband is not able to see, why should I see? This is a very, very tall order. You tell a modern, forget it. Forget it. Why should I? You have to go to, your father told me to go to forest. Why should I? I will go to my father. I will go to Janaka. No, not like that. Sita Devi said, no, I will just go with you. Lord Ram didn't ask Sita to come. She went out of her own. Same, so many examples in Prithu Maharaj, Archi. So this is like, they all, he's a supreme lord only. So just, so they also exhibited so much. See, this is why Shastra is full of examples, how by sincerely following the footsteps of husband, husband in turn sincerely following the footsteps of Guru and Krishna, then everything is wonderful. Only problem comes when the mood of exploitation, mood of, I'm independent, I will do things my own, then the problem comes. So that's why Srila Prabhupada calls here, the family relationship of husband and wife should be established spiritually according to the process mentioned above. So this is, and this is also, the training, see, because this is like in the Vedic system, the training is given from the beginning only. Beginning. It's not that, as soon as the child is born, like from beginning only, they inculcate all this value system. They read Ramayana, they read Mahabharata, they read different Puranic stories and other things. So they know what is the value. What value should be attached for this? No? Not just like the living life like be merry and drink and not that type of culture. No? Like just here, from beginning only we get. That is why there is a very controversial topic. People say, in Vedic system there was early marriage. This people will debate, no? This is very bad. No? But there is a reason also. Before the kama, the lust comes into the heart, so before that only it is decided, this is marrying this. And then they naturally develop some attraction, some affection, and then there is no question of exploiting. This is the main, the problem is everything will get spoiled when the mood of exploitation comes, the wife, I want to exploit like that. Then the problem. Then these things will not work. So this is very important actually, we have to know. And Srila Prabhupada says in the 18th sloka, very interesting, between the husband and wife, one person is sufficient to execute this devotional service because of their good relationship. Both of them will enjoy the result. Therefore, if the wife is unable to execute this process, the husband should carefully do so and the faithful wife will share the result. In the Shastra, wife is mentioned as Ardhangi. Ardhangi means half. Now, even English they say, what do they say in English? Better half, not the worst half or something, better half. They say better half, because Ardhangi, because a person to perform all these things, the wife is a motivation. Because that is why it is, it's like sometimes, we see in the family, sometimes, sometimes wife will be fired up, husband may not be that much fired up. Or maybe husband may be fired up, wife may not be fired up. But then the beauty is, by following slowly and steadily, then both of them will be getting to the stage. So we have to make development, we have to make advancement together. We are not, as a family person, as a grahastha, our aim should be how, not only my own spiritual well-being, my spiritual well-being is important, yes, but as a grahastha, I am responsible for the spiritual well-being of my wife and my children. Same way, wife also should think, I will do everything, but I have to work about children and the husband. When we keep that in mind, then it becomes automatically everything easier. Srila Prabhupada quotes one very nice sloka in the Prabhupada says, how to invite Lakshmi to your home. Prabhupada says, don't invite Lakshmi to the home. Lakshmi swayam agatam. Swayam agatam means Lakshmi will automatically come into the house. Srila Prabhupada gives a formula. He is quoting Chanakya Pandit. He says, Murka yatra na pujyante, dhanyam yatra susantitam, dhampatyo kalako nasti, tatra shri swayam agatam. In the society where rascals are not worshipped and food grains are properly stocked, murka yatra na pujyante, dhanyam yatra susantitam, and where there is no quarrel between husband and wife, dhampatyo kalako nasti, dhampatya kalaka. Dampati means husband and wife. Dampatyo kalako nasti tatra sri swayam agata. That place, Sri Lakshmi Devi automatically comes actually. So that is why we have to have a system. There is no unnecessary Kalaka. Kalaka means some quarrel and all this. No need. Because if you keep Krishna in the center, everything is working. We are working towards the common goal. Common goal. What is the common goal? Common goal is, yes, we are husband and wife. We are living together. We just want to, our common aim is how we can conduct ourselves so that end we can go back home, back to garden. And what will happen is, even some reason, if somebody is not, wife is not able to perform, husband is not able to perform, then they also get the benefit actually. 50%, the Shastra somewhere else, he says, 50% of the benefit, just by sincerely following the husband, then the wife also gets. The same way, the wife does more devotional service and the husband is cooperating, then he will also get the benefit. So it is not like all these new things, this is man, woman, they are exploiting. These are like a modern concoction only. Because in the Vedic system, nobody wants to exploit anything actually. Because everybody knows it is we are property. Even why husband thinks the wife is, what is the mantra? The Vedic mantras are saying, the wedding mantras are saying, he is a property of Vishnu. We have to worship her. We have to look after her properly. So if you understand properly, there is no misunderstanding. But after that, you do some of your own nonsense, then we can't blame Vedas, we can't blame the marriage ceremony, and we can't blame them. Because that is why we have to understand that. Shastra says like that. What to say? Whether thick and thin, all the, see, like if you put seven saptapati, they have, no? Saptapati in the marriage they have, and also they go, like they do here. All these things has a meaning actually. They say, marriage means, family life means, not always will the bed of roses. There will be some problems will be there. There will be situations will be there. And there will be happy moments also will be there. So, whether thick or thin, we will be together. That is the type of vow we take actually. Yeah, this is not like always, it's only movies only will be like that only. Always going around and always happy. But in real life, there will be some problem. Doesn't matter. But problems are there. But we have solutions also. Spiritual solutions also there. So that's why here it is mentioned, the family relationship as well and should be established spiritually according to the process of mentioned above. And then this is the relationship between the husband and wife is firmly established. The wife is faithful and the husband is sincere. These two things are needed. It's not like we are not putting the blame only on the wife. You have to be faithful and husband also sincere to the core. What is your purpose? Why am I here? What is the purpose of this world? Why did I come here? So then to help each other. So we have to help each other. We have to raise the children in Krishna consciousness. And then we can all go back home, back to God. That is why in the fifth canto he says, Pita nasasyat, Guru nasasyat, Janani nasasyat. One should not become a father. One should not become a mother. One should not become a guru. One should not become a king. If he is not able to deliver the dependence. If he is not able to deliver the dependent, one should not become a guru, father or mother. So this injunction is there. So we have to be very careful what we are doing, how we are doing. So we need to take guidance from the Shastra. And Srila Prabhupada says, how to make the home happy? How to make the home happy is like by keeping the Krishna in the center of the family. It's not that we have to keep a Krishna picture in the center of the house. Not that type of happiness. You have to keep a Krishna in the center means the whole activities, all the consciousness in the house, everything centered around Krishna. Cooking centered around Krishna. All our raising the children centered around Krishna. Wherever we go, everything is centered around Krishna. But that doesn't mean that we don't go anywhere. We just only come to the temple. No, we go somewhere else also. We go to park, we go to picnic, we go to mountain, we go to rivers, we go to this and that. Snow, Melbourne, you don't have to go anywhere. Everything is one day only. Everything you will have, same day only, you can see all of that actually. So everything is, but wherever you go, you will be reminded of Krishna. If you know how to see Krishna, you can see Krishna everywhere. You can be straight sitting there in the mountain. You can see Krishna. If you are happy, you come to the temple, no problem. If you are not able to come, you are somewhere far away, 200 kilometers away, there also you can think about Krishna. Krishna is there, situated within your heart as a Paramatma. You can think of Krishna. You see mountain, you can think of Krishna. You see snow, you can think of Krishna. You can tree, you can sky, you can see the rainbow. You can, everything is Krishna's energy, vibhuti. Yadyat vibhuti matsattvam shrimat urjita evata. Krishna says in the tenth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, all the opulence are there. What can you say? There are so many opulences are there, Arjuna. There is no limit to my opulences. Huh? Opulences are so many. So it is up to us. Whether have you trained your eyes to see Krishna and all of that? You drink water. Rasoham apsu kaunteya prabhasmi sashi surayo. You can see Krishna in that. Everywhere you can see Krishna. You see flower, wonderful flower, see Krishna. Huh? See, so many things are happening, so many fruits. Can we make one fruit? Huh? We are so proud, na, like, we have done that. Make one fruit, just one fruit, without Krishna's help. You can't do that. You can't do that. Artificially you can say, I made robo, this one, that one, so many things you have made. But make one fruit, one mosquito. You make produce one mosquito. Prabhupada used to argue, no? Make one mosquito. No? Can't do. So that's why we have to always remember what is Krishna's mercy on us, what has Krishna has given us actually. So acknowledge, that's it. See, all the procedures are there, but main thing is acknowledge. Krishna, you have very kindly given this. Let me offer this to you and use it in the service of the Lord. Yukta, that is Yukta Vairagya. Yukta. It's not like we are not, oh, this is material, throw away everything. No need to throw away anything actually. If you know how to use that in Krishna's service, you don't have to throw away anything. If you don't know, then that's a problem. Then you be careful. If you don't know how to use that in Krishna's service, then better restrict yourself. If you know, like Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he said, he was using motor car, this and that. Yes, we will use it for preaching. Printing press, used for preaching. That's no problem. That will not bind us. Because if work is, you, Lord Vishnu, for the, his pleasure, if it is done, it will not create bondage. Yagyartat karmanon anyatra lokoyam karma bandhanat. If it is for my satisfaction, it will bind. If it is Krishna's satisfaction, it will not bind. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, it's very, very small line only. Prema and kama. Kama is Atma Indriya Preeti. Atma Indriya Preeti, my own sense gratification, is called Kama. Krishna Indriya Preeti is called Prema. Very simple. Indriya Preeti you cannot stop. You have to have Indriya Preeti. But whose Indriya you are trying to Preeti? You are trying to please. Atma Indriya Preeti, then called Kama. Krishna Indriya Preeti is called Prema. So this is what we have to learn. So we just, by our activities, so we try to please Krishna's senses. But when Krishna's senses are pleased, automatically our senses are also getting. Why? We are part and parcel of Krishna. Our happiness is already packaged in with Krishna's happiness. When Krishna becomes happy, then automatically the happiness comes to us also, as we are part and parcel of Krishna. So we worship Lakshmi Devi, Lakshmi Narayan, Sita Ram, Radha Krishna, like that we worship. We don't worship Lakshmi separately, as we discussed Ravana's mentality. Ravana wanted to have Lakshmi Devi separately, the whole dynasty got wiped out actually. So we want to use Lakshmi in the service of Narayan. Lakshmi is in the service of Narayana, she is very, very happy. Otherwise, she is chanchala. Sanchala means she doesn't stay in one place, actually. That's why we find so many millionaires and paupers also going. After some time, he will become paupers, actually. So, like that, it's explained. So, we'll stop here if there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. You have a question, Ma? Yeah? Yeah. See, what happened? Home situation is a little bit different. We have to understand. Very valid question. Sometimes, you know, like a valid question. Because at home, you have to go to school, you have to go to, the husband has to go to work. And so, there is this, like, that is why, you know, like we have to be a little bit mindful. Yes, offering has to be done. No problem. But it may not be like all this elaborate 15 minutes, have all the full mantra, tantra, everything, and then everything is done. Like, that type of thing will be difficult. So, but still, the mood should be, whether the bhoga has been offered to the Lord. That first, that is the bottom line. The bhoga is offered, then it is okay. Because some if bhoga is not offered, then we don't want to, as far as possible. Like some houses, what will happen? Morning, like for example, if you are running a hotel or something, how can you, every piece of thing you can't offer. So that's why we suggest people, in the morning, first cooking, whatever you are doing, first cooking, you are doing some preparations without any onion, garlic, all these things. So first preparation, you make an offering to the Lord. And then remaining thing, everything, whatever continues. So that is okay for a hotel type of thing. But temple, 9 offerings are there. Say 7 offerings, whatever. That is has to be. Home also is a bit difficult actually. Very, very difficult to have the, whether Rajaboga at home is finished or, no, like that is not possible to do. So you, whatever, maybe sometimes you offer fruits, sometimes, as she says, sometimes offers pasta, sometimes some rice and some rajma, some sabji. Whatever you can make, you can offer that, no problem. But only thing is, like you just cook it. And it can be, see, Krishna sees the bhava. This is another important thing. So Krishna doesn't, what is Krishna has to do with pasta, rajma, or roti, or puri, halwa? Krishna, nothing to do with that actually. Krishna doesn't need anything actually, for that matter. But that doesn't mean that we don't offer to him. But what he sees is, like with what bhava you are offering. Duryodhana offered with one bhava, thinking that, okay, I'm going to make a big feast, I'm going to capture Krishna. And then Krishna didn't even bother about that actually. But Vidura offered some shakana. Then he just offered some basic, some small things only. He ate, happily he ate. Same way. Yes, sometimes, but you don't have to be that, you can just offer. The another thing is, at home, we can offer and keep it ready also. See, your question is, see, sometimes, like children come home, maybe 4 o'clock or something, maybe 3:30 only we finish everything and keep it ready. So that way, like there is meditation, immediately they can go for eating, actually. For 4 o'clock only we want children come and start making, then the worry will be, children will be worried. And so we have to have some snacks. We can have some snacks beforehand, like we can just have some snacks from the morning or in the afternoon or in the evening. Something we can keep it ready. See, because what will happen, and naturally for us also, sometimes, my wife will be cooking or somebody will be cooking, getting delayed. And then naturally our, our meditation will be, what is happening, why it is delayed. So instead, just we have to be a little bit proactive in that. Just make something, some preparation to control this thing, have some snack in the middle, so then it is okay. So we have to plan our life in such a way, so that the offering takes only 5 minutes only, correct? Like how long, Krishna is not sitting on that for ages, five minutes. And much more important is bhava is important. Krishna, please accept this offering. And we need your mercy. You don't need this. I always think, you don't need this actually. You don't need this. We need your mercy. So with that mood, if we can offer, Krishna will accept. Krishna knows our predicaments. Krishna knows what are the problems we are going. Don't think that Krishna is completely oblivious to the fact that, Krishna knows everything. Krishna knows what we are going through, what are the difficulties, how practically conduct life. Like some more husband working, wife working, and they have to maintain the family and maintain Krishna consciousness. It's not easy. So Krishna knows all this. That's why he will be very merciful also. Don't think that Krishna will take offense or anything. But we have to make our attempt, at least make some attempt to show our sincerity to Krishna. What is our real this thing to Krishna, then that will happen. Okay, is that okay? Yeah. Anything? Yeah, yeah. You have to be. Yeah, this is a usual situation. You go to a place, they will be offering you something which you may not be able to eat or something. So always the best thing is, before these things have to be handled beforehand only. We should not give surprises to them. So normally what we say is, look, we have taken diksha. See, there is nothing wrong. But one thing, you always, wherever you go, you should not go empty-handed. You should always carry some prasadam. Okay, first point, you should always carry some prasadam. Okay, then next thing is, before going to any house or anything, we don't want to think, oh, they are low class or something, but we are saying, look, I have taken diksha, I may not be able to eat onion, but you give me something, fruit or something, you give, I will take it. I'm not against taking in your house, I can take, but since I have taken some vows in front of the Lord, in front of the Guru, I may not be able to eat it, please forgive me, but if you want to give me something, especially like some fruit or some milk or some juice or something, I will accept it, I will take it. Like that. See, all depends on how you present actually. If you put a big show, they go, oh, no, I won't touch it. No, then they will get offended. But you present it, oh, I brought some prasadam for you from Vrindavan. This thing, you please take it. And I will take, if you have something, fruit or something, you take. They won't take offense. And if really they care for you, they will cook something with your prescription, they will cook. Correct? If they are really caring for you. If they don't really care, then why do you go to their house if they don't really care for you? So there is no need to go. Okay, that's the way we have to approach it. So we have to, but best thing is, best policy is like we take some prasadam with you, so that way you can feed them. And also, there is, as we discussed, there is always an opportunity for preaching. Don't rule out anyone. This will not happen. Krishna's mercy is available for them also. Let us not completely write them off. We have to be careful of that also. Okay. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.